Now, can you talk a little about Biddy Mason and the founding of FAME?
Biddy Mason was a slave woman who was taken by a Mormon slave caravan from the Deep South up to the San Fernando Valley. She did not want to ride into slavery, so she asked the master if she could walk as a sheep herder. He gave her permission, so she walked some 2,000 miles on the trip rather than ride into slavery. When they arrived, the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed, setting slaves legally free. She knew that the slave master was mustering the slaves to take them back to Alabama, the Deep South, rather than obey the new constitutional amendment. So she and three other women managed to escape and were given protective custody in the Los Angeles County Jail. The chief jailkeeper said he understood, and so he locked them up. And then after the caravan left to go back south, she was released. She went on coming to Los Angeles and working as a midwife. And rather than accepting money, she accepted land in payment for her services. She became the first black wealthy woman in then the territory of California and one of the few wealthy women, period. Down on 7th and Spring Street, there's the Biddy Mason Wall, which is celebrating her contributions because out of her wealth, she helped the homeless and the poor and the hungry. She started a church in her home, later to become the first black church in Los Angeles. Later, the movement was to 8th and Town Street after her death. Many will remember Bishop H.H. Brookins. Reverend H.H. Brookins was pastor there. Then in 1968, they moved to the present location of First AME Church on South Harvard near Weston and Adams. And that is the history. But she says we have to understand with Biddy Mason, that's right, it is the open hand that is blessed. For with the closed hand, nothing can get out, but nothing can get in either. Mm-hmm. Biddy Mason was a rare human being. Mm.